With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要他們。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school, on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. UN officials have said that recent fighting in the Tigray region of Ethiopia has resulted in a famine that is now affecting more than 400,000 people, with as many as 33,000 children being severely malnourished. Officials said that a further 1.8 million people were on the brink of famine indirectly, but as a result of the 8-month conflict. The Ethiopian government, which has been fighting regional forces in Tigray, declared a unilateral ceasefire on Monday. However, rebels vowed to drive their enemies from the region, and there have been reports of sporadic clashes as pressure builds internationally for all sides in the conflict to pull back. The fighting between the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, and the government forces has already left thousands of people dead, and more than 2 million people have been displaced. The fighting began last November, when rebels rejected political reforms and captured army bases. Government forces captured Mekelle later that month. Victims of Tigray conflict airstrike has also been denied access to care.
Attacks on civilians anywhere are completely unacceptable, and so is denying them access to immediate care, because we lose lives.
All sides in the conflict have been accused of carrying out mass killings and human rights violations. On Friday, several thousands of captured Ethiopian soldiers were paraded through the streets of the Tigrayan region capital Mekelle. There is potential for more confrontations and a swift deterioration in the security situation, which is extremely concerning. And next.
So we know that multiple nation states want to target our critical infrastructure to hold it at risk at a time and place of their choosing. We assume that that would likely be in the event of some type of conflict. They want to hold our infrastructure at risk to try to affect U.S. political decision making during those environments, during those times.
According to a cybersecurity firm, an estimated 200 U.S. businesses have been hit by a colossal ransomware attack. Huntress Labs said the hack targeted Florida-based IT company Kaseya before spreading through corporate networks that uses its software. Kaseya said in a statement on its own website that it was investigating a potential attack. Huntress Labs said it believed the Russia-linked R-Evil ransomware gang was responsible.
From the adversary's perspective, they want to hold our infrastructure at risk to potentially turn it off, to disrupt our power. At a critical time, potentially of military mobilization, let's say. They want to be able to affect U.S., the morale of the country, by disrupting critical services, whether it's power or water or the pipelines that move critical commodities around the country.
The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, a federal agency, said in a statement that it was taking action to address the attack. The acting director of the Cyber Defense Chief, Brandon Wales, said the hackers want to do this to put risk to U.S. infrastructure. The cyber breach emerged on Friday afternoon as companies across the US were clocking off for the long Independence Day weekend. Experts believe the attack was deliberately timed to coincide with the 4th of July holiday weekend, when less IT staff are traditionally on duty. Such cyber attacks typically infiltrate widely used software and spread malware as it updates automatically. It is not yet clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they might be. And finally,
Shizuoka 県熱海市で発生している大規模な土砂崩れで複数の住宅が巻き込まれ20人程度が流されて安否が分からなくなっていることが静岡県への取材で分かりました。静岡県知事が自衛隊の災害派遣を要請しました。
20 people are missing in central Japan after a huge landslide hit Atami City following heavy rainfall. Videos on social media showed a torrent of black mud plummeting down from a mountaintop and on through the city towards the sea. Several houses were destroyed or buried. Kyodo News Agency reports that the bodies of what appears to be two victims have been found in the port district. A witness described a horrible sound before he fled to higher ground. Atami, a hot spring resort in the prefecture of Shizuoka, has had more rainfall in the first 3 days of July than it usually sees in the whole month. The weather has been similar in neighboring Kanagawa Prefecture. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has put together a task force to respond to the disaster and the wider emergency caused by heavy rainfall on the Pacific coastline. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.